Broncos linebacker Andre Davis didn't waste any time showing fans, the coaching staff, and the football operations staff why he was brought to the team in the first game against Cincinnati. Time to spend a few minutes with Andre Davis. And Andre, emotional win last week. You can feel in the locker room this week guys are excited to finally play that first home game. How are you guys treating this week despite the emotional win?
Like I said, the emotions running high. We're definitely grateful that we were able to get that win last week. And we're preparing for this home opener. I mean, everybody's excited to, you know, go out here and play in front of our own fans. We got a huge test against Cleveland, but we're definitely preparing.
Well, one game and one sack so far. And our first question comes from Travis in Indianapolis, Indiana. And Andre, he's wondering, how did it feel for you to play in your first regular season game as a Bronco?
It felt great. You know, just the opportunity to go out there and play with these guys. We've been together since OTAs and going through all the OTAs and all the summer training with Coach Toon, and finally go out there and put it all together when it really counts. And to come out with a victory, you know, that's the most important thing. So it felt really good.
Had to feel great to finally get out there and hit someone when it counted, right?
Right, definitely. Like, that was our first full live game action. You know, we played the whole game. It's not play a series here or a quarter there or a half or three quarters. You know, we played the whole game. And, guys did a good job. Everybody was conditioned very well, stayed hydrated, and went out there and competed for the 60 minutes.
You guys played the whole game and pressured Carson Palmer quite a bit, put him on his back a few times. Let's go to the end of the game. Nigel from Tenafly, New Jersey, is wondering, what were you doing, what were you thinking when you saw Brandon come down praying with that ball and run it in for the score?
Praying, definitely praying, like seriously praying. And when he caught the ball, you know, the thing going through our heads on the sideline was, and everybody was yelling, man, just thank you, Jesus. You know, I mean, that's definitely a blessing because, you know, a situation like that don't just happen. That's maybe one in out of a million, you know, and for us to go fight a hard, tough fought game against a good Cincinnati team, and for it to come down to a play like that, we're just thankful that, you know, we were able to get the victory.
Coach has been telling the media this week, despite winning or losing that game Wednesday, it's time to work and look towards Cleveland. And Anthony from Roseville, California, is wondering, what does the defense need to work on specifically going into week two? And also, how do you like playing alongside DJ Williams?
First question, we have a lot of things to work on. I mean, even though we held Cincinnati, we pretty much shut them out to the last drive. We had a lot of mistakes, a lot of MEs, a lot of mental errors or whatsoever. But we just cleaned those little things up. We felt like we should have shut them out, but we didn't. So our goal this week is to go in and play better football than we did last week. And playing beside DJ, man, it's an honor. You know, I mean, he's very athletic. There's nothing that he can't do. I mean, he can cover anybody on the field, you know, and he's very smart. This is his squad, you know. Him and the Champ Baileys and the Dawkins, it's their squad. And, we're just going out there and try to do what we can to make it easy for him.
Have you and DJ kind of found that line of communication so far, working the middle and being able to see maybe what's happening in front of him?
Oh, definitely. We knew of each other before I got here. We have the same agent. We're represented by the same agency. So, and by me being from Florida and him playing in Florida, I knew of him. So, our relationship is really good. You know, like when I came out here, I called him, I reached out to him, and he welcomed me to the squad, and he told me it was a great organization. So I have a lot of respect for him, and our chemistry has just been getting better and better every day.
Well, here's a question from John in Stanford, Texas. He's wondering, his 9-year-old plays as a linebacker, and he's trying to figure out field vision, what it is, and they're wondering, how did you develop your field vision?
That's tough. Not really tough, but like growing up in Florida, it's always hot down there. So we're able to play football year round. And I come from, my family, it's a lot of boys in our family. So we've been playing football all our lives. So we started at age five. I started at age five. And, it's just something that you just develop as you continue to play. It'll come to the little man. He just keep playing the game and keep just his biggest thing at 9 years old right now, just running tackle, just running hit, and everything else will fall in place.
Andre, you get to show off your field vision for Broncos fans for the first time this weekend. And David from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, is wondering, you haven't had a chance so far with a real game, but with camp and with the preseason games, how would you compare the two passionate fan bases of both Cleveland and Denver? Can you yet?
Both are very passionate. You know, before I came out here, I reached out to the guys that left Cleveland and came out here to Denver. And, everybody told me what a great fan base they have out here. And I seen it firsthand, you know. And the fan base here is definitely a wild one. You know, it's very exciting. And so, I definitely love and enjoy playing here, you know. But Cleveland, it was a good fan base out there also. But, you know, hopefully, you know, with that momentum that we got from last week, everybody come out all jacked up and we can get this thing started on the right track at home.
Let's talk about your old team for a minute. Who do you think is the most dangerous offensive threat from your old team, and how will you, DJ, and the rest of the defense contain them?
Oh, man, they have a lot of dangerous guys. So, it'll do those guys injustice, you know, just to pick out one. I mean, if I pick out one, then somebody else might take it personally and try to come show us up. So we have to prepare for all of them. But they have a bunch of dangerous guys. They have Cribs, Braylon Edwards, Jamal Lewis, J.C. Harrison. I mean, it's a number of guys who can take it the distance if we have a breakdown of communication and breakdown of play. So, they're definitely a talented team, so we have our hands full.
Well, a lot of guys to keep an eye on, and we'll get you out of here with this one, Andre. Last question comes from Kyle in Montreal, Quebec. He's wondering, of all the talent you talked about, all the guys in that field and the relationships you've had with those players, will you have any extra motivation this week when you face your old team, or is it week two?
I mean, it's week two. My motivation is to help this team, help my Denver Bronco team win. My motivation is right there in the locker room right now. You know, the fans, all the Denver Broncos fans, they're my motivation to go out and help this team get a victory. I love to beat my former team, but, I mean, it's all about helping our team win, no matter who we're playing this week.
Well, Andre, thank you. Fans, there you have it. That's a few minutes with Andre Davis. Next week, look for another segment, and we'll see you in Invesco Field at Mile High on Sunday.